This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
18 years in the league for this guy, Rich Gannon. Started with the purple, MVP, Super Bowl performance. He is still tremendous on the game. And he's one of us, Harrigan. I mean, even though he wasn't born here, he's been here long enough. Even when he was going other places, he still would come back. Rich, do you feel like you truly are a Minnesotan at this point?
Chad, I've been here since 87. You know, I was 21 years old. I was when I came out of college and moved into Eden Prairie and been here ever since. So I suppose I obviously have lived more of my life here in Minnesota than anywhere else. And of course, when you marry a Minnesotan, you're not leaving.
Yes, that's correct. You get married, then you sign this pact. You are required to stay here a certain percentage of the rest of your life. You know, it's
that's it.
And it's worked out rather well for you, to say the least. Rich is here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with Sam Darnold. Right. Sam Darnold, I think even with the struggles of late, and I want to get to those, but even with the struggles of late, I think he has exceeded most people's expectations. Do you agree with that, or were you more optimistic about Sam with the Vikings than some others?
Oh, no, I think I agree with you. I think he's exceeded everyone's expectations. You know, here's a quarterback that had some real struggles early in his career when he was with the Jets, went to Carolina. There's the same issues were the issue. You know, I mean, he just hit the turnovers and decision making. Chad, you and I have had this conversation before. That was the problem with Darnold.
Yep.
And you know, up until the last couple of weeks, he's been really good at that. You know, I think that that's where they have to reel him in right now. You look at what's happened the last couple of weeks. Five interceptions the last two games after five in the first seven games. And so right now he's got 13 giveaways, which is the most in the NFL. And that's why if you're Kevin O'Connell, you got to sit him down and just have a conversation and just say, hey, we've got to do a better job with the decision-making and ball security. And I mean, there's a lot of positives though, right? His completion percentage is a career high right now. He's at almost 69%. I think that the passing yards per game this season, most in any season of a career, in his starting career, really good against pressure. He's thrown 8 touchdowns and just 1 interception when facing blitz this season.
He's great. I looked at some of those numbers today. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league against blitzes.
He's been really good. And, you know, so there's a lot of positives there. He's been really good when targeting Justin Jefferson this season. So, I just think that he's getting his team in a position to have a chance to win each week. You know, you look at their record; they're 7-2, and so there's a lot of positives, right? And then you just gotta fix some of the things like the decision making. And again, I think at times he's been a little bit aggressive. I think that, you look at some of the interceptions down in the red zone, and we talk about the rules in the red zone. There's 3 things we don't do: we don't take penalties, we don't have penalties, sacks, or turnovers in that part of the field. So he's a smart guy, but I just think it's a question of Kevin helping him a little bit with some of the play calls and also Sam just being willing. See, Sam's like a lot of quarterbacks, Chad. He's very talented. I mean, he's got great feet, very athletic. He can get out and extend, create plays on his own. and he's got a really good arm. And I think, you know, a lot of these guys have a difficult time giving up on a play. Sometimes the best play, the only play, is to throw the ball away and let him go down. Punting sometimes is not a bad thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Especially with the way
Correct.
Your defense is playing. So I think just the maturity of understanding situational football, understanding the situation in the game, and just making good decisions and not trying to make every throw. You know, he's sometimes the easy throw and the easy decision is the best decision.
Well, you're as good an example as anybody the last 30, 40 years who felt like, hey, just give me the chance. And then once you got the chance, you kept getting better and better, right? And you laid it out so well with Darnold. He's had so many positive things, but those interceptions, those big mistakes, when you look at what's happened, he even had a fair amount of interceptions at SC his last year when he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. Is there a part of you that thinks that's just who he is and you just have to – you don't want to accept it? You
no.
never relent coaching him? But that's just a part of who he's going to be.
No, so he had 39 giveaways in 26 games in college. So it wasn't just the interceptions. It was the ball security fumbles and things like that. So he goes to the Jets and the same behavior happens, right? And there's no discipline, right? So he doesn't get sat down. They don't, you know, they just play him. They play him before he's ready to play. And then, of course, after a couple of years there, they run him out and he goes to Carolina and the same thing happens. And so sometimes it takes, you know, Chad raising kids, sometimes, you know, we talk about, you know, discipline. Like, sometimes they don't understand when you correct them the first time. Sometimes it takes two or three reminders.
That's true.
And I think even with a pro quarterback, like, sometimes you have to go through some adversity. You have to go through a bad situation, you know, basically getting kicked to the curb in New York, getting kicked to the curb in Carolina, going out to San Francisco and watching a Brock Purdy play, and then finally coming to Minnesota, and there were no guarantees that he was going to be the starter. Then all of a sudden he gets this opportunity, and he's taken advantage of it. And of course, he's got a chance to make a lot of money at the end of the season. But most importantly, they've got to finish the season strong. They put themselves in a great position at 7-2, and they got a chance to win a division. And all he has to realize is, I got some great players around me. I think, you know, and not only that, but I think a favorable schedule, Chad. Check this out. Last week they played a backup quarterback in Mac Jones. This week, they've got a team that's struggling on offense with Will Levis. He's been a turnover machine.
Yep.
And then the following week, they've got the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
They're going through all kind of issues. Caleb Williams, they've had eight scoreless quarters in three games. They just replaced their offensive coordinator. So when you look at the schedule,
the way
the defense is playing, it's ideal for the Vikings to finish the season strong and win the NFC North.
You're going to hear why Rich Gannon is so good at this. Rich Gannon is with us. It's 42 past 12. There's been a lot of talk this week, Rich, too, about the approach that Jacksonville took, where it just split safety. Let's put these two safeties deep. They did it, I think, just under 93%. The most any team has done that since they've been tracking that, and that's to try to slow Jefferson down. So where is the balance for Jefferson, any frustration he might have, Darnold, O'Connell, when you have this magnificent football player? And you want him more than just as a decoy. When you force it to him, when you just say, fine, we'll just run the ball, we'll throw it to Hockenson. If you just want to give these things to us, we'll do that over and over again and eventually feel like we can get you to change, and that's when we'll go back to Jefferson.
Well, I think, you know, we say, how do you defeat too deep coverage? The easy answer is you run it, right? You run the ball well, and then you force them to bring a safety down, and you start to get them to play single high safety. I think you got Aaron Jones is playing really good, Chad. I think T.J. Hockenson, you know, the ability to attack in the middle of the field. And I think the other thing you have to preach is patience, right? When you talk to the offense and say, hey, look, we're going to have to be patient. You know, not every play is going to be a home run. We're going to check the ball down. We're going to be efficient. We may have more 10, 12 play drives. We're going to get Justin Jefferson his touches. We're going to do some creative things formationally with different personnel groups. We're going to move him around a little bit. We'll get him in some bunch of sets and some stack releases. We'll get him his touches. And so the message to Sam is, hey, look, just be patient. Just get me a completion. Just get the ball to the hands of the playmakers and let them make the plays that are there. And I think that's the kind of patience you need as a quarterback. Hey, the shots are going to show up at some point. You know, we're going to have some opportunities. And the message this week is, hey, look, it may be a lower scoring game, but our defense is going to keep the scoring down. I mean, look what the Vikings have done, Chad, defensively. I mean, they've allowed 17 points or less in six of their nine games. They lead the NFL with 15 interceptions. They held Jacksonville to 143 yards of offense. And, oh, by the way, the team they're playing this week, they can't score.
No.
And so, you know, but now I'll say this. The team that they're playing this week has got a really good defense. And I think people say, well, wait, hold on a second. What are you talking about? Yeah, the Tennessee, they're number one in total defense. They give about 273 yards a game. And the problem is they're on the field all the time because their offense is so bad. So, you know, they're one of the lowest-ranked teams in scoring defense when they lead the NFL in total defense. So they're on the field a lot, so they can be had, and you're going to be able to get some takeaways because Will Levis, as I said, is an accident waiting to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are the Lions or the Chiefs the best team in football?
I think right now the Lions are because, you know, I think that offensively they're just rolling. I mean, the offensive line's great, the quarterback, the exception of what he did last week, but to his credit, Chad, he still found a way to finish off
when
that
he had
game
to do it late.
Five interceptions. Only three quarterbacks have done that since 1990. So I think, you know, it just shows you who he is. And they've got a great tight end, they've got great receivers, and they got two really good backs in Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. So I think their defense has played a little bit better without Aiden, without Aiden Hutchinson. They're still playing some pretty good defense. And of course, they get Za'Darius Smith. So, you know, I think here's the thing I'd say for the Chiefs. They have not played their best football, and yet they're the last undefeated team. So that tells you a little something about who they are. They got a really good defense. They made a big play in the kicking game. And I think this is eerily similar to what we saw last year. Like last year, the issue was wide receiver. They just weren't playing well. And all of a sudden, they got into Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden, they started to find their rhythm a little bit offensively. Of course, the defense held everybody in the postseason to like 16 points or less. And they win games. And so right now, you know, you get the Andre Hopkins who can really help them in third down the red zone. They're starting to get healthy. They're starting to get some players back at the running back position and at wide receiver. And I just think that they're gonna be a team to beat here in January because they know what to do in tight games.
This is Rich Gannon. You can check out Rich Sirius. He's available so many places, including on Twitter. Rich Gannon 12. I'll just read a part of your tweet from a couple days ago. 30 NFL head coaches have been fired in the last 4 years, and the reason why is a lack of production at the quarterback position. So let's zero in on that because you mentioned the Bears. You know, Caleb Williams was highly touted, and, you know, they have good wide receivers, but it's a clown show right now. You talked about how many quarters they don't score. I mean, he's getting worn out, and it's his first year. And there's story after story like that. Now, the Bears haven't had a good quarterback in 100 years, so that's an exception. What can this league do? What can owners do to hire the right coaches to truly find out if their quarterback is as good as they initially thought when they either drafted him or sign him as a free agent, because there's too many damn quarterbacks, you know it, 1,000% better than me, who you think, hey, he's going to be really good in that situation. And about 2 years later, the coach is fired, and sometimes the quarterback is just so worn out, we never find out how good he might have been.
A couple of things. I think the evaluation process is very inconsistent. I think some teams do a better job, Chad, evaluating who are the players at that at any position, but particularly at the quarterback position. It's a hard position to evaluate. And then once you get him into your building, whether you draft him or whether you sign a free agent, once you get him into the building, can you develop that player? And we see a lot of teams that don't do a very good job of that. In fact, we see a lot of teams draft the quarterback first overall and then fire somebody. Like here's a great example. 2 years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they drafted Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
During the season, they fired the head coach.
Yeah.
Last year, Bryce Young gets drafted first overall. During the season, they fired the head coach.
Yeah, right.
This year, the Bears draft Caleb Williams. During the season, they fire the offensive coordinator. So, yeah, you constantly have change around these guys. It's a total clown show is what it is. I mean, there's a disturbing trend. When I was playing, we weren't firing coaches during the season as much. We weren't firing coordinators. You look at the Jets this year, they fire the head coach, replace the offensive coordinator. Look at Chicago, they replace the offensive coordinator. You look at the Raiders, they fired the offensive coordinator. You look at Cleveland, Kevin gave the play calling duties over to Dorsey. New Orleans, they fired the head coach. I mean, there's just these owners, they're brilliant in terms, brilliant businessmen. They know how to make millions and millions and billions of dollars, and yet they don't know how to run a football team, so many of them. And that's why if you have a good coach and you have a good quarterback, it's this business is terrific. But if you don't, it's so hard to you're better off selling life insurance, because somebody's going to get fired, Chad, when it's all said and done. I mean, that's what's happening. You look at the Chicago situation, let's be honest. It's not going to end well for Matt Eberflus. They fired Shane Waldron. They replaced him with Thomas Brown, who doesn't have any experience. He called some plays last year they finally fired Frank Wright.
It's so perfect for the Bears. I mean, honestly.
How does that help the young quarterback, though? Think about that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And that's what you see. And by the way, if you're the Packers, if you're the Vikings, you're lying, you love it, right? You love somebody else in your own division who's making horrible decisions.
Speaking of a clown show and somebody should be selling life insurance, we got a friend of ours, Steens, who's got the biggest rabbit ears on planet Earth. Okay.
You hit it. Clown shows should be selling life insurance.
That's it, man.
Guy.
I mean, did you play with him this year where, you're two holes away and he told you to keep it down when he was over a swing, as we both have witnessed before?
Very sensitive. Very sensitive. You talk about rabbit ears. I don't know that. I don't even, when he's putting, I don't even breathe.
Yeah.
I just hold my breath.
Yeah.
I don't even, I don't stare. I don't do anything. Of course, you can't have a cell phone in your hand.
No, because what he'll do is he'll be over the putt, he'll step away and he'll just give you that stare. He'll give you that stare, and then then according to him, you have to apologize.
How about the stare to the group two holes over?
Yeah.
He looks at the guy who's laughing. He gets him to stare from the following fairway. Are you serious?
I'm going to send him maybe a LinkedIn for a life insurance business. I think that's really where he's headed to go.
Yeah. I think he's doing pretty well. I don't think he needs any help.
No,
I think he's doing pretty good.
He's fine. Right now he's probably at Cypress Point. So who are we to say? All right, my friend. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Rich Gannon, 51 past 12 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.